This is The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
There were numerous instances of property damage in a concentrated area, which included broken windows, flower pots smashed, trash cans overturned.
After the demonstrations, organizers announced that the daytime protest was over. But a group of agitators stayed behind, apparently intent on breaking windows and destroying property.
We're in control. This is our city, and we're going to protect it.
It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and you're hearing their sounds as demonstrators turned out for the fourth day in a row in St. Louis, Missouri, protesting against the acquittal of former police officer Jason Stockley on first-degree murder charges in the 2011 shooting death of a young black man named Anthony Smith. The voice you heard at the end of that sound was St. Louis Police Chief Larry O'Toole saying, "This is our city." The Associated Press and others reported that some police officers chanted, "Whose streets, our streets," while arresting protesters, and police later tweeted out the names and addresses of people who they arrested. Amy Hunter is here with me now. She's a native of Missouri who is active in social justice issues and has participated in some of the demonstrations in Ferguson and more recently in St. Louis. She's manager of diversity and inclusion at St. Louis Children's Hospital and joined our program in the wake of Michael Brown's death in Ferguson and joins us now once again. Amy Hunter, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me.
Describe some of the demonstrations. We heard some sound there at the top. Talk about this weekend and Monday night and how they turned violent with some property damage around St. Louis.
So I think a lot of people are talking about the property damage. I think what's key in having the conversation, as you could hear active chief of police, is that this is our city. And I think, you know, the people who are demonstrating feel like it's our city as well. And that the safety of our bodies is more important than the safety of a glass window or a trash can that is turned over, even a flower pot. And so just kind of keeping in touch with, you know, why people are demonstrating right now, I think is the key to how we figure out solutions for the problems around the justice system and how it is not working for everyone.
So what are people then saying about this decision, this acquittal of Officer Jason Stockley, their reaction to this verdict, but also it has to be in context of protests around Ferguson a couple of years ago?
Absolutely. I think, you know, the majority of the people who are protesting or demonstrating are talking about what the whole system looks like. So not just the conduct of the officer, but the decision of the judge and his words and comments reflected as well, that the entire, you know, system of the justice system needs to be looked at and really, really critiqued on, is it fair and rational all the time for everyone? And so I think that's what people are asking for. I don't think people are asking for some kind of preferential treatment of the justice system. I think they're just asking for one that works for everyone justly. And I think with all of the evidence and lots of the activists sat in the courtroom and could hear the evidence, I think people really were still very hopeful that this time we would have a different result.
You know, one of the parts of these protests, aside from the property damage that we talked about, I mentioned, which is police allegedly chanting, according to AP and other news sources, chanting "whose streets, our streets" as they were arresting protesters. Does that have a particular resonance for you, Amy Hunter, police officers chanting in that way as they do their jobs in the streets?
I think it helps really prove the point of the people who are in the street on the way that they are treated and the behaviors of law enforcement. I don't think, of course, you know, being pro something isn't anti-officer. I don't even think the protesters believe that they're anti-officer. I believe that they feel like they're anti-police brutality, though. And even though those are just words, they're the same words that were chanted in Charlottesville with the tiki torches. They're not words that talk about being a loving, kind, collaborative, inclusive St. Louis. And so, you know, building trust with law enforcement is something that I am sure, not just here, but other places are working on after Ferguson. However, when officers are acting in that way, it makes it even harder for communities to build relationships with them.
So you were part of protests after Ferguson and the death of Michael Brown, of course, in one of the suburbs of St. Louis. Does this feel similar? And if so, if you're doing the same kind of protest a couple of years later, does it feel like a lack of progress?
So I think people who were here prior to Ferguson would say there has been progress from our major companies, from our major corporations. Certainly where I work at St. Louis Children's Hospital, there's lots more conversations happening. Our leader, Joe Magruder, is incredibly supportive. And so we're all looking for positive change. And so I think that has been a positive outcome. We've got a great exhibit at our history museum. I mean, we have seen positive change since the wake of Ferguson. And so we understand that progress is slow and inevitable. So I think everyone is looking forward to the change that we're all seeking. I don't think anybody wants to go out and protest a feeling of an unjust system. I don't think anybody wants that to happen. I also don't think that anybody wants to see any more mothers grieving the loss of their children for any reasons. And so as many times as we can put an end to those moments, I think we should try to do that. And I don't think we've lost anything.
You know, Amy Hunter, one thing I noticed was that U2 canceled a planned concert in St. Louis in protest of this situation. And, you know, in so many other cases, we've seen protests that impact a city's bottom line that are the ones that can really be effective. I'm thinking of North Carolina with bathroom bills, Indiana, where corporations refuse to do business there. Is that the most substantive thing that has come from these protests so far, a major international rock band refusing to come to town?
Absolutely. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that the NAACP also, you know, alerted everybody of a travel alert coming to Missouri. So I think there are other organizations, kind of the momentum of keep your eyes out for how you might be treated when you come to our town, city, or state. But I definitely think that the organizers, as smart and strategic as they are thinking about what is the economic impact to really draw attention to people noticing that in a place that we all call our town, everyone doesn't feel safe all the time, in a place where we should feel safe, and getting nervous at something as easy as a traffic stop just should not happen. And that's not the world that we want to create. So people are in the streets so that we can create a better world than the world that we currently see.
Well, Amy Hunter, thank you for joining us once again. We do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Amy Hunter, native Missourian and manager of diversity and inclusion at St. Louis Children's Hospital.
The Takeaway is supported by Moo, offering print products with features like Printfinity, a technology that gives the ability to print a different image on every business card. Learn more at Moo.com. And by Indeed.com, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings, review candidates, take notes, and schedule interviews from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.